Well, you use language to evoke the future because language has great metaphorical power, of course. People don't want to read about the future as though it's the kind of description you see on the side of an appliance that you just bought, you know, which is typically so badly written you can't figure out how to turn it on. You use language as metaphor because you want to convey the essence, the feel of the future. The hardest thing for people to realize is that the future will be qualitatively different, not merely quantitatively different. That you won't be living in a future in which, say, the public transportation is just faster, or it's done in a different kind of conveyance. You'll live in a future in which your ideas have changed. See, we are not like the people of 200 years ago.